It's your turn to speak now.
Oh, okay. Well, Doily Radio 9 begins here. Just heard the wonderful Bloc Party performing their excellent track, Kreuzberg. Berlin has been on my mind, what can I tell you?
Was that Bloc Party?
Yes, yes.
As in, they did, what was it called? What was the album called with the white cover?
Oh yeah, the shit one.
No, there's another one afterwards as well. What's the second one?
Well, the second album's the one that has that song on
what
it.
What is it called?
It's called A Weekend in the City. And it's actually a really good album, whereas their first album was...
a bit ropey.
That's a nice way of putting it, yeah. I was going to say a steaming pile of horse manure, but okay.
Very aromatic.
Yes.
Well, I think Block Party, I actually went to school with the drummer.
Is this
the right one? Yeah. Anyway, he used to be quite crazy and he used to sit there and read his book and pick his nose behind his book. And now he's the drummer in Block Party, which makes me laugh every time I think about it.
That's a lovely story. I'm so pleased.
He used to play the piano in assembly because he was very musical.
Ah.
And he learnt the cello at the same time as me.
Well, that's good.
And now he's a drummer.
So, how did that happen?
Don't know.
No, okay. So, apart from that, what have you been doing? What's going on in your life?
What is going on in my life?
Yes.
I've been chasing red squirrels in Scotland.
Were they very bad?
No, they were potentially going to be squashed.
Oh.
So I had to go and look for them.
Oh, okay. Well, that's...
there wasn't any, so it was alright.
Well, that's good. Wasn't it?
Yes, yeah. I think so.
Okay.
Well, if you're going to trash something, it's probably best there's nothing nice there to start with.
Yeah, okay.
Things can only get better.
Absolutely, I'm on board with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had a really mental job where no one saw me for 8 months, and I gave that up, and I'm now freelancing and having a whale of a time, and will be around more, I promise.
I'll believe that when I see it.
Well, I'm not commuting to London anymore either, so I've got lots
awesome.
Of time now.
Good, I'm glad to hear it.
Yes.
So, episode 10?
Oh, next week sometime.
Okay, cool. You're right. Yeah.
Okay, we have opened the traditional bottle of wine and, in fact, drunk more than half of it whilst getting ready to start recording.
Yes, my apologies to Tian if you're listening and this happens to be a poncy bottle of wine that you spent a fortune on. Ollie assures me it's not. However, just in case, I'll just grab the nearest bottle of red plonk out of the
What we're drinking is a Frontera Chilean Merlot Concha y Toro, whatever that means. Something to do with bulls. and, you know, it tastes very nice, but I'm fairly certain that it's quite cheap.
So it's not costing 50 quid, no?
No.
Oh, good.
No,
excellent.
No, it's fine. So I'm going to let Di play some music. Because I'm generous and kind
like
that.
Thank the fucking Lord.
And then it'll be my turn again at some point in the future. So we'll just see how that goes. Do you have anything in particular in mind?
I do, actually.
Okay, and are you saving the talking about it for after? Or?
Yeah, because I need to think about it a bit more.
All right, okay. Well, so music for now. And we'll come back and bore you with some random drivel after. Okay.
I can change the world with my own two hands, make it a better place with my own two hands, make it a kinder place with my own two hands, with my own, with my own. I can make peace on earth with my own two hands. I can clean up the earth with my own two hands. I can reach out to you with my own two hands. With my own, with my own two hands. Gonna make it a brighter place with my own two hands. I'm gonna make it a safer place with my own two hands. I'm gonna help the human race with my own two hands. With my own, with my own two hands. With my own two hands, I can hold you in my own two hands. you got to use. Use your own two hands. Use your own. Use your own two hands. Use your own. Use your own two hands. With our own. I own two hands with my own two hands.
So that first track was Jack Johnson with the guitar and Ben Harper doing his singing thing, which was always great. A very beautiful version of his original. And the second track was actually one track, but it sounds like two tracks. And I've forgotten the name of it. Ollie, what was it? Help me out.
It's from Coldplay's new album, Viva La Vida or Death and All His Friends. And the track is called Lovers in Japan / Reign of Love.
So, do you think love Japan business is the first bit?
Yes, it is, yes.
And then the reigning, what was it?
It's called Reign of Love.
Reign of Love, as in?
Reign of a King, you know.
Oh, that's really clever. Yeah. See, that'll teach me to read the words.
Because you can tell the first bit's about lovers in Japan, because there's the line, dreaming of the Osaka sun.
Oh, I didn't hear that bit.
Yeah.
I was listening to all the twinkly piano stuff.
See, friends of the show will remember that Diana is not a lyrics person.
Well, I do notice the lyrics, but I always notice the music first.
Yes, yes, that's fair. And you've not had the new Coldplay very long, have you?
No, I haven't. No. Only about a week.
Right. So.
And it's very, very good. Everyone should buy it and listen to it lots and lots.
It is very, very good. And
but the second half of that track, I'm convinced, sounds like the Pogues, and I'm wondering why they're not suing Coldplay.
Because Coldplay are currently seeing off a nuisance suit in the States over the title track, Viva La Vida. Which a band whose name I can't remember, who don't even have a record deal, are claiming that Chris Martin nicked the melody.
So derogatory! They don't even have a record deal. My God, what are they doing? Challenging Coldplay.
Well, it's hard to prove that they created and published the song first, for a start off. But also, Chris Martin can prove that the first time he submitted a version of it to the rest of the band was 5 months before he heard this particular band apparently playing the song that they claim he stole from them.
And he wasn't even there or something. He says that he wasn't even there.
Well, he was at the festival, but he claims he never even heard them perform.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's all a bit mental. But as Di points out, Reign of Love, the second half of that track, does sound a little bit like...
It really sounds like...
Sounds a little bit like...
Very much.
Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues with Kirsty MacColl.
Yes.
And I can sort of see where she's coming from, but if she was trying to sort of prove it to me while we were listening to it, she was adding notes to make it sound the same.
The problem is I don't actually know that song very well, so the Coldplay one or the Pogues one. So it was kind of difficult.
I mean, it is the only good Christmas song that's ever been made.
It's great.
Fairy Tale New York is a great song.
I love that song.
You know, you're a drunk, you're a punk, you're a cheap, lousy, whatever.
It's got everything in it. It has. That's what I like about it.
It's got, you know, betrayal, drunkenness, drug addiction.
I think the Pogues is like almost equivalent to Bohemian Rhapsody in the way it's like lots of different things going on in the same song.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and there's a little bit of that anyway. You know, with the whole New York City Police Choir and yeah, because you know the line goes and the sounds of the New York. Something
so police
choir. So
who knows the lyrics again? I haven't the fucking clue.
Still singing Galway Bay, because the New York police force was all made up of Irishmen
when
they first had a police force, because they were all immigration-type Irish people. And it's the boys of the NYPD choir. That's right, that's the lyric.
Cool.
The boys of the NYPD choir still singing Galway Bay, and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day. And yet, at the same time, you've got this kind of horrible love-hate thing going on between the drunk guy and the heroin addict girl who are blaming each other for their lives being shit on Christmas.
Sounds familiar.
Really?
Well, you know, like the kind of, you know, argument on Christmas Day kind of thing, you know.
Yeah, yeah, you're a heroin addict, that's why the bread sauce is shit, that kind of thing. Does that happen a lot?
No, I think I wasn't really referring to the heroin bit of it.
Oh, I
see.
More
the argumentative thing of, you know, it's Christmas Day, so let's just, you know, have a Barney, have a Barney.
Okay.
About whatever happens to be in your life at the time, heroin, bread sauce, you know, the Pogues, whatever.
Traditional English things in general, yeah. Yeah. Good, good.
Exactly.
So,
You're going to play something, aren't you?
I am, yeah. I'm
going to play something rocky. I hear you're into rock music these days.
Well, there may be some rock later, but I have some new gems from my new discovery
folder. So no John Bon Jovi right yet?
No, but there may be some of the Mighty Jovi later in honour of them touring in the UK at the moment.
We were discussing this earlier because my friend Rachel went to see Bon Jovi the other night. It was very funny. I phoned her up to ask her around for a barbecue and she said, I can't come because I'm going to a Bon Jovi concert. And I'm afraid I laughed very much. But fair play, I'm sure they were great live.
To all the Bon Jovi fans out there that we've now offended, keep the faith.
You're living on a prayer, mate.
Oh, dear God.
Had that, to happen.
Oh, it did, yeah. Watch out, folks. This show is slippery when wet. Yeah, Di had a mouthful of wine. I win. It's coming out of her nose. Okay, so I'm going to play some music and then we'll talk about that. But this is New Discoveries folder, kind of. Although one of them's pretty... Anyway, you'll see. Anyway, we'll be back after these beautiful melodies.
I'm
First track from my little stable of new exciting stuff was the track Basso Profundo by Devochka, who are an exciting and interesting new sort of... Hold on a minute.
Splishy splashy.
Diana is demanding more wine.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. Anyway, they're an exciting indie band from Denver, Colorado.
Merci beaucoup.
Who are strongly influenced by...
Pretty.
European gypsy music and Hispanic music.
Very good. They sound like Three Daft Monkeys, kind of.
Yeah, a little bit. Anyway, so there was some Dvochka. And then some of you may know that I'm a little bit of a Nine Inch Nails fan. Just a little bit.
And 9 inches.
Hello.
Nails.
Ah, good. Right. Glad we cleared that up. Anyway. They recently, yes, this, I'm going to have some salami in a minute when I stop talking. We're having snacks as sponsored by Carluccio's. Olives and interesting bread and all kinds of things.
Crunchy things.
Yeah, it's all very nice. Diana is brill.
And so is Carluccio's.
Well, yes. Anyway, Nine Inch Nails released their most recent album, The Slip, for free. Doesn't matter who you are in the world.
Did they really?
Yep. You can download it for nothing.
It's turning into a bit of a trend.
Well, yeah, sort of. There will be a paid-for CD and DVD version in Europe and a limited edition CD and DVD version, which is exactly the same, but in the States it will be limited, that's coming out at the end of this month. But we've been able to listen to the album for about the last 6 weeks or so for free. And although everybody's kind of raving about track 4, which is Discipline, and some people are quite into 1 Million, which is track 2, my favourite track on the album at the moment is the one that you just heard, which is track 5, Echoplex. Don't know why I like it so much, I just really do. I like the way it builds, I like the lyrical content. Anyway, so that was what I just played. You're going to play some more music.
Probably.
Do you have some kind of a plan?
No.
We are on the second bottle of wine now.
So. Excellent. You know, I've got to get up really early tomorrow and drive a long way.
Really? Where are you going?
North Wales. I got drunk last night.
Really?
Yeah, and then Harry phoned me, and then he's like, I'm going to the Tourerin, do you want to come? And I was like, ooh, sounds good, let's go.
Now, remind those of us who don't kayak, the Tourerin is a kind of...
It's a river, but it's been enhanced by man.
For kayaking.
And for kayaking, and it's dam release, so it means it runs in the summer, and it's... not your average, you know, it's not the Thames, basically, so it's a bit more interesting than that, which is all good. And I haven't seen Harry for a while. And he persuaded me. I mean, I drank quite a lot of beer, I'd had cheese on toast for dinner.
So, oh, dinner of champions.
Exactly, so I was well away. It was 2 o'clock in the morning, I was like, time to go to bed now, Steve. No, not like that. Oh no, sounded all wrong. As in, we were still nuttering and drinking tea. Sorry, it's radio. Me and Ollie are making faces at each other.
For those that are not entirely familiar with our personal lives, Diana lives with a chap called Tian, who's a friend of mine. He's away at the moment.
You're making it sound worse.
And we'll hopefully be listening to this on his return, because it will be very amusing.
No, thank you, Ollie.
But I think it's fair to say that I know Diana well enough to know that she did not drag Stephen Ladder into her bed last night.
I did not, no.
It's quite a relief to us all.
Yes, it is.
Probably Steve, particularly.
Yes.
Poor boy.
Anyway,
onwards.
Fuck off.
Right. So there's going to be some more music.
Yes.
And then undoubtedly some more random dribble. And we will slowly wend our way towards an end track. There's been some discussion about this already, but I think we're some way away from deciding.
John Bon Jovi. Or the Pogues.
Or yes, my funny one.
Oh, your funny one.
Yeah, you see.
He thinks it's rude. I don't think it's very rude.
Well, it's rude-ish. It's ruder than anything we've ever played before.
Really?
Yeah, we're pretty tame.
I'm sure we played something really, really rude before.
It's possible. I can't really remember. There's usually a lot of wine involved.
Yeah, it tends to tamper with the memory of it.
A little bit, yeah. Okay.
Okay, we'll see how we do.
Train with nobody I know but the pain. talk a while, baby. We can take it nice and slow all your life. Such a shame, shame, shame. All your love is just a dream, dream, dream. Well, are you happy where you're sleeping? Does he keep you safe and warm? Does he tell you when you're sorry? Does he tell you when you're wrong? Well, I've been watching you for hours. It's been years since we were born. We were perfect when we started. I've been wondering where we've gone all your life. It's such a shame, shame, shame. All your love is just a dream, dream, dream. Well, I dreamt I saw you walking up a hillside in the snow, casting shadows on the winter sky as you stood there counting crows. One for sorrow, two for joy, three for girls and four for boys, five for silver, six for gold, seven for a secret never to be told. Well, there's a bird that nests inside you, sleeping underneath your skin. Yeah, when you open up your wings to speak, I wish you let me in. All your life is such a shame, shame, shame. All your love is just a dream, dream, dream. Open up your
looking at me for?
Oh, because you've got like a bigger range than me.
Yes, I know, the girly man singer, yes, but
very depressing. Anyway,
why?
What
Oh, bouncy, happy Mika, you know.
No, I know, it's good. It's depressing that I can't have this high thing like most girls.
Yeah, but you've got that whole sort of, you know, Bonnie Tyler, husky, you know, sexy, breathy voice.
Cigarettes
instead.
And
yeah.
Alcohol. Voice. Excellent, right. Mika, yes, very good. Very bouncy. And I quite like the fact that County Crows came after because they're very different.
They are very different. Yes,
yes, and I have no idea how it came across, but hopefully it wasn't too dissimilar and didn't sound too weird. Anyway, living proof that I do actually listen to the lyrics, don't I, Ollie?
Yes, you were sitting there singing away to it while we were checking that it had imported correctly.
That was County Crows, not Mika. Obviously, I didn't sing along to Mika because it's too high, as previously discussed.
Yeah, and she hasn't had the album long enough to know the words.
Yes, that too. I've heard Counting Crows forever.
Yeah. Since, like, college or whatever.
College or whatever. no, in fact, an ex-boyfriend, a very important ex-boyfriend, tried to get me into Counting Crows very early on, and I was very stubborn, as I am generally when someone says, you must listen to this, it's really great, you'll love it. And I'm like, no, fuck off, it's shite, before I've even listened to it. Mm. But eventually I did get around to listening to it, and in fact it was good, and he was right.
This is Ben.
It might have been Ben, yes.
Yes, yes, I thought
anyway,
it might
be. Hello, Ben. And so, yeah, I listened to it, and it was good, and that's one of my favourite tracks off it, along with two others, which I think we've already played.
We have indeed already played Omaha and Mr. Jones on
Mr.
different
Jones.
Doily shows.
There's also Sullivan Street, which is a bit sad and depressing, but it is very beautiful as well.
Well, you know, there's always next week.
Yeah, but you know, I kind of like the uplifting kind of stuff, and I like the Counting Crows. This is, you know, one for sorry, two for joy, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah, it's originally a British rhyme, English rhyme about magpies.
Magpies, yes. Every time I see magpies, is that how it works? I was thinking, shit, maybe they took it from, maybe it's an American thing.
No.
Good. I'm glad it's English. Anyway, whenever I see magpies, I always count them, and I'm always one for sorry, two for joy, three for girl, four for boy, and all the rest of it.
Five for silver.
Six for gold, and seven for a secret never to be told.
That's right.
I don't know what happens if you get to eight. Anyone know?
There is another bit to the rhyme. People can find it on the internet for us and send it in to us. Usual address, doilyradio@technomage.co.uk.
We have an email address.
Yeah, we do.
All right.
Then I'd be happy to mention it on the next show. And give you some kind of name check.
It's like sponsors or something.
No, competition winner.
Competition, what's the prize? A bottle of wine?
No, I mentioned them on air.
Awesome, I'm sure everyone really wants to do that.
Well, they should.
They should, too, yeah. Fucking right.
You know, we just basically sit on here and talk about ourselves, but if we have to talk about other people as well, that would be quite fun.
I know, that's traumatic. Jesus Christ, do I really want to put myself through that? There's a peak there, look.
Yeah, there is. We're going to have to sort that out later.
I'm pointing at the screen because there's like a little dialy thing that shows the levels of loudness. And when we do things like laugh loudly or make popping noises when we take the cork out of the bottle or we rustle things like this, it makes peaks and they're very loud and annoying and we keep having to delete them.
But we've found ways to get around it. You know, we let them happen and then we check back on the audio and we just edit them out.
It's kind of cheating, really, don't you think?
Yeah, it's not live. So not live.
It should be. It would be really funny.
Well, maybe one day, if they ever sort out the licensing issues involved, but it's just, you know, totally uneconomic as a private individual to broadcast live on the internet.
It'd be fun, though.
It would be fantastic. I would love to do it. But
maybe we should get on, like, what's the Reading station thing called?
Junction 11?
The thing is, no, 210 FM or something. Is that right?
Oh, well, yeah, there's 210 FM and there's 107 FM as well.
Well, anyway, I mean, I'm sure they wouldn't even, like, the songs that we play would never, ever feature on their playlist.
No.
So we're a bit fucked because we'd be, like, you know, playing John Bon Jovi all the time or something.
Well, yeah, and they base their playlist on what's affordable on PRS and stuff like that, so.
What's PRS?
Performance Rights Service.
What does that mean?
It's actually the Performance Rights System. It's one of the two ways in which artists, when played on the radio or in clubs or pubs or whatever in Britain, recoup the rights from their music being played in public.
That's very clever. How does that work?
Well, basically, you have to submit a diary to the PRS service about what you've played, and then they tell you how much that costs, and then you pay it.
But Bloody hell.
There is another one as well, and I can never remember the name of it, but it's mechanical reproduction. Oh, it's MR blob something S as well. And
sounds far too complicated. I like the way we do it. Yes. It's kind of free.
Totally, yeah.
Ish.
Yeah, that's why we only tell our friends.
Yeah.
That's okay, then.
It'll be fine, Ollie. You're the same paranoid.
I am very paranoid, yeah.
Relax, you know, listen to Mika.
Or Frankie Goes to Hollywood, as we were discussing.
We were discussing the fact that there's another song about relaxing.
There is. It's very rude. And nobody ever noticed when it came out, you know, because it is basically,
really?
Well, it's basically about not prematurely ejaculating.
I know it is, but I can't believe no one noticed it.
No, its first ever broadcast on British television was on a Friday evening show called Weekend on Granada.
That's classic. What, BBC?
No, on Granada. Which was part of ITV at the time.
Yes.
It was local, sort of northwest Lancashire and Cumbria and what have you. And one of the presenters on it was... what was his name? Factory Records guy.
Yeah, I know who you mean.
Factory Records guy. God, I can't remember. I can't remember his name.
Scratch his head. Ollie's scratching his head.
Anyway.
Now he's waving his arms around.
He brought them on and introduced them, and then they did the song live on Weekend, and no one had vetted the lyrical content.
Oops.
And it was basically an anthem. A gay
relax,
anthem, because they were a gay band. Well, they were mostly gay, and certainly Holly Johnson's a gay man, who was the front man of Frankie Goes to Hollywood, about, you know, holding back your ejaculation. So it was quite rude.
I don't
really
think that's exclusively gay, though, really, is it?
No, it's not exclusively gay, but they were talking about it in a gay context, if you look at the
fair
lyrics.
So did lots of people write in and complain and go, well, good grief, that was rude.
No. It just kind of went on under the radar.
Bless them.
And then it got on to Top of the Pops and still no one complained. And it was just one of those great...
That's amazing.
I know, it was so cool. Yeah.
Why doesn't stuff like that happen nowadays? We always get some bloody idiot coming back saying, no, that's really, really rude. I object to that. That's, like, irresponsible.
Yeah, that pop song is, like, secret code for encouraging farmyard felching or something.
Yeah, it's bullshit. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I actually want to know what happened when... I was a bit young at the time. Ollie, maybe you'll help me.
Thank you very much. I knew this was coming.
When Madonna released her song Like a Virgin, what the hell happened there? I'm sure it must have been like banned instantly or something.
Not at all. It was played on Radio 1.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really good.
But, you know, it's because you can say the word virgin. And...
But I know, but seriously though,
it's quite a provocative song.
Yeah, and it was quite a turning point as well, I'm sure.
Well, I suppose so.
In the music world.
You say that, but there were lots of songs in the 60s and 70s that were really quite obviously about fucking.
Yeah, but they weren't saying virgin, that word.
Yeah, but virgin wasn't a bad word.
Did you see the video and everything?
Well,
you know,
the original video was actually kind of tame.
I haven't seen that.
It was only later when she re-released a video that was in part made up of the footage from the Blonde Ambition tour where she basically... you know, simulated masturbation on the bed while singing the song.
I'd like to see Madonna live. I think she'd be excellent.
I'd like to see Madonna live masturbating.
Ollie can dream.
Yeah, well, I do, often. Anyway.
On that beautiful note, maybe we should play something else.
Well, yeah, I think I should play some more music. This time it's going to be a blast from the past and something very different to the stuff we've heard tonight so far. So I hope you enjoy it, and we'll see you in a few minutes.
We'll be right back. Because we separate ripples of
So I'm going to take this opportunity of Di having a toffee in her mouth to get quite a lot of things out in front there. Okay, so Blast from the Past was I Can Never Take the Place of Your Man by Prince from the epic album Sign of the Times. Again, Di is trying to remember the one Prince track she knows.
There is only one, I'm afraid.
So if you can come up with a Prince track that was very famous, did well in the charts, that I haven't already mentioned when I've already talked about When Doves Cry, Let's Go Crazy, Purple Rain, Little Red Corvette, 1999, Sign of the Times, Raspberry Beret, Diamonds and Pearls, 23 Positions in a One Night Stand.
He's a Prince fan, that's quite scary.
If you can think of one that is really famous that I haven't mentioned.
It's probably on Now 26 or something.
And again, email in to doilyradio@techno-mage.co.uk and I will pass it on to Di, and that will relieve the tension somewhat.
I did text my brother, but I think he might be in bed by now. It's quite late.
Yeah, it's 8 minutes to one in the morning, so I'm sure that Peter will be very pleased to receive that email or SMS or whatever.
He'll have his phone switched off like a sensible lad he is.
Yes, probably. And then, a bit different. Radiohead still definitely pushing the boundaries of popular music and generally just ruling. Track 7 from the new album In Rainbows, a track called The Reckoner, which just has the most amazing bits of percussion in it. And I find it particularly good for walking along streets in London on the way to work on my iPod. I find that I tend to walk even quicker and I want to punch slow-moving pedestrians in the back of the head even more.
Oh, I read you joined the group on Facebook about punching people if they walk too slowly.
Yes, I am a member of the Facebook group I Wish to Punch Slow-Moving Pedestrians in the Back of the Head.
Oh dear. That's good.
Yes, I think so. It's, you know, they shouldn't.
You know, you can dodge round them and walk around. It's quite clever.
Not always in London. They're often doing that the pavements or the sidewalks.
If you get loads of them in a big cluster, you know, it's a right pain in the backside.
Yeah, particularly if they're sort of pointing and looking at something that you've seen a million times before.
Like Big Ben. I've never been to Big Ben.
Right, you know you can't see Big Ben from the street. You can just see the clock tower of the Palace of Westminster.
Whatever. He's confusing me with jargon.
Big Ben is the bell.
Yes, I know, but you know, the whole clock thing.
Yeah, the clock tower.
I've never been there. I have never, ever. Careful. I've never done all this touristy London stuff.
Did you nearly say I've never done Big Ben?
No, I did not. I nearly broke into an All Saints song. I'm sorry.
Oh.
But I don't really have the... But I don't really have the voice for it, unfortunately.
Yeah, as we've already covered, you don't have a cheesy pop voice. You have...
They're not cheesy pop.
Careful.
If you listen to any of their live stuff, they're actually quite good.
Oh, no, talented, but their music fitted very much into a niche.
It was quite poppy, but...
Yeah, it was.
I quite like them anyway.
But anyway, you have a dusky Jazz Maiden voice, don't you?
I do not.
You do.
I don't know, whatever. Fuck off, you're embarrassing me. Shut up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I consider that to be a massive compliment, but...
It's a massive compliment, thank you.
Right, yeah, so I'm glad you worked that out.
Brilliant.
Anyway, so strong recommendation for the new Radiohead album, now that you can just buy it on CD and bypass the whole confusing online auction
thing.
Oh,
we might let you have it for a fiver, but if you want to give us £6, that's okay too.
Very strange. I mean, I'm sure they made plenty of money on it.
Don't care. They don't need money. They've got loads. It's cool. They're for the music, man. They've earned their living. It's good.
Well, like a lot of big bands, they are still making good money out of touring.
Yes.
So, giving away the album is like giving away an advert to the tour, you know.
Like I said, setting a bit of a trend, like, what was the other band you were talking
about? Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah, free.
Yeah.
See, Radiohead aren't free, but no. Nine Inch Nails are.
And a couple of other bands are now as well.
What does that say about Nine Inch Nails?
Well,
no, it's alright.
It's alright. I think what it says is that Trent has worked out that he already makes a gigantic bundle of money out of the tour.
I like the fact that people stop. That they go, okay, this is as much money as I want to make for now, so therefore I'm giving my album, which I've spent shitloads of money on making, for free. That's great, you know, fuck, it's great, because, you know, most people just keep going on and earning more money.
Nine Inch Nails are selling copies of the album now, like, you know, 9 weeks later after they released it for free, and they did do Ghosts earlier on in the year, which
that's
is
great. Like you say, they're making the money touring and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what it should be about, because music really is about live performance. A lot of it is.
Well, and Dolly Radio.
So. Oh, there's a conundrum there.
See, music is about live performance.
I'm scratching my head.
Music is about live performance.
We are live.
Dolly Radio as well, because we're bro. Well, alright, we're not. We're a bit drunk.
Well, he's drunk, I'm not. He's slacking, by the way.
Yeah, I'm behind her on the wine.
In fact, the entire evening I've been ahead.
Because you're a great big lush.
I'm a great big what?
Lush.
That's a rude picture.
What's yeah, there was a rude picture. Don't worry about it. Just
does
keep...
that mean we can't... Does that mean there was a big blip?
No, not at all. No, it carried on recording and everything.
Ollie just flashed up a rude picture of naked people.
I didn't mean to. My screensaver is lots of pictures by a photographer called Scott Church. Who, generally speaking, takes pictures of naked women and sometimes naked men.
Actually, I don't really find that rude, to be honest. It's just naked.
Naked, good. Mm-hmm. Sorry. She's punching me now. She's actually punching me.
No, not in a bad way. Just to, like, you know, wake him up from his reverie.
Right, thank you.
Wake up, Polly, we're on a show. You can't be dreaming of naked women.
All right.
Well, you can, but it doesn't really translate to radio very well.
It's true.
Not quite as cool.
Yeah. So, it's probably your last turn to play some music now. Do you have some more thoughts?
I do. I have a very big thought.
A very big thought?
Yes.
Right. So, we'll go and deal with that, and presumably there's a small thought to go with it as well, so that there are two
careful.
Thoughts.
Careful. Yeah, there are, I think. Well, there's one that's quite big and important.
Right.
And, I can probably talk more in a bit if this, you know.
Okay, so
we're talking quite a long right. time now. We maybe need to break it with music, so some people that don't like the talky bit can deal with the music-y bit.
Okay, well, let's do that then. All right.
Yeah, let's do that, and I'll talk about it afterwards.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Said she was born that way, she always felt that way. She left home at age 16, Get a job, what are you supposed to do? That's what you got to do. She fell in love and settled down in a council place there on the edge of town. She fell alone in a crowded room, crying when she heard a happy tune. Well, it would be nice to holiday, so they took her job away. They just took her life away, doing nothing isn't fun when you've nothing from which to run. Yeah, you've nowhere left to run. She'd visit the social every day, every time be turned away, every time be turned away. She fell alone in a crowded room, crying when she heard a happy tune. Judy waits, her world is her window, and Judy hates, she hates the world below. Glass and blackened spoons, children go off so soon. Past the kids who gathered there, pain masked by narcotic stares, but no one really cares. Oh, her dreams were cut up and bled dry. A million voices in her.
Affiliate.
Mentioned it a bit. You talked about it being important and how you wanted to include it and you wanted to talk about it, so now's your chance.
Is this recording?
Yeah.
You bastard. Right. Oh, yeah. The Levellers song was actually, we took it from the Julie EP rather than the album. I'm sure everyone who is a Levellers fan knows which album it's from. Which is good, because I've forgotten.
I can't remember. Isn't it Leveling the Land?
No, it's not. It's
it the other one?
Yeah.
Well, one of the other ones.
Weapon Called the Word.
Anyway. That's the one.
Anyway, well, that song is especially for a friend of mine, Kate. Kate Forster. Now Kate Thomas. And getting married to her girlfriend very soon, and I'm invited, which is awesome. And I'm really excited about going and seeing people and catching up and stuff. And obviously it's great that Kate and Debbie are together. It's absolutely awesome. Every time I hear the Levellers, I always think of Kate, every time. And I think the Julie track is like probably the most, it's when I most think of Kate. So that's really cool. And the second track we played was, what was it we played?
It was Miss Rusby.
Oh yes, it was Miss Rusby, which is good because I like her. And I saw her recently in somewhere near Sheffield, in fact, outside, which was good.
Was it like Bolsover or Chesterfield or something?
Yeah, something like that. She was in her home county, so it was all good and, you know, lots of fans and stuff. But it always reminds me of home life, and I guess like Kate is part of that, and yeah, kind of seemed like a good couple of songs to play together. So yeah, I hope they work together.
They seem to. It's a very village life kind of song. You know, the Kinks originally weren't making fun of village.
No, they probably
life.
Were.
No, they weren't. They were kind of celebrating the fact that we have this kind of weird village culture in England. Where, you know, all the women are members of the WI, and you know they get together and do the tea for the cricket club, and all
it's
of
not
that,
quite yeah. like that where I'm from, but hey, it's close enough to remind me enough, you know.
It's like that where I'm from.
Excellent. Well, you know, I've had a very rural background, really, and yeah, that song always reminds me of stuff. It's actually the theme tune to some comedy stroke thing on telly.
Yeah, a like, BBC comedy.
You know, Vicar of Dibley kind of esque.
Yeah. It's written by Jennifer Saunders. It's called Jam and Jerusalem.
That's it.
Yes.
Anyway, it's themed to that.
Yeah.
I've never seen any of those episodes. I should do
that. It's pretty good. It's worth catching.
Huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe my mum would enjoy it.
Your mum probably would enjoy it.
Yeah,
mums in general enjoy these things.
Mm. Oh, the other thing it reminds me of is the film Calendar Girls.
Yes.
Anyone seen that?
Yeah. You seen it? Of course I've seen that.
Oh, fuck, I love it.
Yeah, it's a very, very cool film. It's a bit sad, but...
It's sad, but it's really cool.
Yes.
And it's, yeah, it's kind of, yeah, my upbringing, definitely, it kind of reminds me of that stuff. Anyway, you know, I've been to Reading for ages. I should, you know, stop being a fucking country bumpkin, really.
Never stop being a country bumpkin. It's delightful.
Well, thank you.
That's all right. I mean, you know, I'm a northern bumpkin.
You try.
No, I am still.
Your accent's wrong.
I know, but it's not so hard for me to bring it back, like, you know. Yeah.
Have you been practicing in front of the mirror, young man?
No. I went to see Kate in April in Broxbourne.
He has been practicing.
And she'd never been to Broxbourne. And she was quite excited. She said, "I've never been to Broxbourne before. I didn't know if I'd like it."
But she liked
it. But she did.
And it was all right.
It was all right, yeah. Excellent. It was lovely.
Great stuff.
I love the fact that Kate Rusby's from Barnsley.
I love the fact that she's from Kate Rusby.
There's too much wine for Diana. I also like the fact that I know someone who knew her from being a kid and has been to her shows and been backstage and stuff.
Oh, that's very cool.
And we all hate him.
I hate him already. I've never met him, but I hate him. Yeah. Who is he?
you have met him briefly, actually.
Have I?
Yeah.
Really?
A couple of years ago.
A friend of mine called Matt.
He was in the car with me when I met you to give you the keys to my flat.
Oh, yes, I had the keys to your flat.
Yeah.
It's a shame other people didn't realise I had the keys to your flat, but never mind.
Oh, well, you know, you have to just roll with these things.
I do, yes. Yeah.
But, yeah, Matt's known her for ages, and he got very offended on her behalf when I pointed out that I fancy her quite a lot, and he said... What you don't realise is that she's married. And I was like, oh, well, you know, that's obviously deeply inappropriate of me then, but she's still fucking gorgeous.
She's lovely.
Oh, she's gorgeous. And she's brilliant and clever and funny.
She's very funny on stage.
Talented as well.
This is what I like about folk musicians is that they don't just get up there and play the songs.
They stop and tell jokes.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They have a bit of banter with the crowd. In fact, I was in the pub the other night, as you do, and I was chatting with my friend Sue, and she was talking about her experience of Glastonbury, and I can't remember the band she saw, but they were amazing, as in, like, they played their songs amazingly well, but there was nothing in between, there was no banter, there was nothing, there was no connection with the crowd.
That's very upsetting.
She kind of left.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't get that. That's what live performance is about.
Even
like
when Oasis played,
is watching you.
Well, even when Oasis played Glastonbury, you know, the grumpiest men of rock music, they talk to the crowd.
They've got eyebrows.
That's true. Yes, they do.
Actually, sorry, that's wrong. They have eyebrow each. You know, yeah. I should say eyebrows because there's two of them.
Well, yeah, when it's not Liam and Noel, they change.
Anyway, one eyebrow each.
Yes,
is what I'm saying.
Monobrow.
So they should be really, you know, deep and meaningful.
Yeah.
Maybe trainer gazing. Hey, or something. Liam,
this girl here, she's talking about our eyebrows.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, okay. It's all right, Noel. Just have another beer. It's fine.
Play some. That was like a soundbite of the big guitar kind of twang thing.
Yes.
That Oasis do very well.
Well, they do indeed, yes. Gibson Casino and all that.
Look at them.
So, we're coming to the end of this evening's proceedings.
Can you hear the violins playing? Maybe next time. We've been plotting about, a duet.
Yeah, we might actually sing for you. You know, if you're nice.
No, Ollie might sing, I might kind of croak.
You can sing.
Sometimes.
Well, we just have to give you some whiskey to loosen up your throat.
Anyway, can do with that. It's
fine. We're going to sort of end on a funny one, as ever, with the whole end track tradition. I think we are going to end on the one that I wanted to play for you. It's a bit late.
Apparently it's rude. I don't think it's very rude. In fact...
I certainly would suggest that if you're listening to this at work and you're not on headphones already, you really need to be for this track.
It's not that bad. It's like, you know, like a virgin. No one fucking noticed.
Yeah, but there's quite a lot of
actual
swearing. Yeah, and there's actually quite a lot of actual swearing in this one. whereas in Like a Virgin, she
Ollie played me this earlier, and I didn't even notice any fucking swearing. Just said something.
Anyway, it's dedicated to the fine weather we've been having, and to all of you, my lovely Doily Radio chums out there.
We know that you've been waiting a year and a half.
Well, it's not quite that long. It's 14 months or something.
That's like a year and a half, practically.
Okay. Well, anyway, it's dedicated to all of you. I hope you
thanks
find...
Thanks for hanging on in there, you know.
Well, yes. And
we appreciate it.
We do, yeah. But really, I just hope you have fun in the sun, is basically what I'm saying. So, until next time, I've been Ollie, and this is...
Di.
And we've been Doily Radio. And we hope you had a good time.
Good night.
Night-night.
This morning, I had a scone and a large house blend. Then a little conversation with my squirrel and chipmunk friends. I said I'm sick and tired of winter, and I wish that it was spring. Then a little fella named Robin Redbreast began to sing. And he sang, ooh, child, what'd you think of cold? Gonna last forever. Ooh, child, now's the time for all the people to get together outside. Cause if the first of May, first of May, outdoor fucking starts today. So bring your favorite lady, or at least your favorite lady. Water's not cold, baby, dip in your big toe. Maybe I'll see you in flagrante delicto. Grass below you, sky above. Celebrate spring with a crazy little thing called fucking outside. I thanked him for the information. I cried a little when he flew away. I watched an episode of The People's Court and I tried to plan my day. Called up my old lady, she wasn't home, so I called my girl. I asked her if she'd like to join me as I entertain the world. And I said, ooh, child, I bring a blanket and I promise I will brush the ants off. Ooh, child, you're gonna like it when we're digging each other's pants off outside. Starts today. So bring your favorite lady, or at least your favorite thing. Water's not cold, baby, dip in your big toe. Maybe I'll see you in flagrante delicto. Grass below you, sky above. Celebrate spring with a crazy little thing called fucking outside. Went to the park together. We were walking in the midday sun. Met all kinds of people and we fucked everyone. We fucked the lady who sells ice cream. We fucked a man with a tan sharp head. Everyone who needed fucking, well, they got fucked today. So come on, child, open your mind and your heart. Feel the spirit moving through you. Ooh, child, you feel the warmth of the love when I stick it to you outside. Cause it's the first of May, first of May. Outdoor fucking starts today. Bring your favorite lady, or at least your favorite thing. Water's not cold, dip in your big toe. Maybe I'll see you in flagrante delicto. Grass below you, sky above. Celebrate spring with a crazy little thing called fucking outside. Fucking outside. Fucking outside.